The day after Thanksgiving lived up to its reputation as a big shopping day. Stores across the country were packed and sales were brisk. Preliminary numbers give retailers hope that the holiday shopping season will be profitable. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
You probably went shopping this past weekend. 3/4 of U.S. consumers did, estimates the National Retail Federation. Places like the Pentagon City Mall outside Washington, D.C. saw a swell of busy shoppers like Rodney Daniil, Curry Wright, and Michael Peyton.
We're out looking and getting ideas for Christmas of what the kids want.
What have you seen?
For the kids or for me? The kids like PlayStation, so there are a lot of PlayStation DVDs that we can buy.
Okay, and how about what you saw that you liked for yourself?
I've seen plasma TVs.
You getting yourself one of those?
HD TVs, probably at the Christmas.
Do y'all have a second to talk?
No, we really don't.
I bought a computer. Got a great deal. It's got the DVD, CD player, readable, writable. You get the memory stick. You get all sorts of stuff.
I'm usually a last-minute person. Like, I'll scramble the last couple of days prior to the 25th, so.
Most analysts predicted sales this season would grow about 4%. The National Retail Federation estimates Friday's receipts jumped more than 12% over the same day last year, and Saturday's sales were up 9%. The NRF's Scott Krugman says these preliminary numbers are impressive, but not surprising.
We did expect an increase in sales over last year's Black Friday weekend for a few reasons. One, we have an early Hanukkah. Two, retailers have done an excellent job of advertising the discounts. In essence, this holiday season, all retailers are discount retailers. Three, there are 6 fewer shopping days this holiday season, which means consumers have less time to get their holiday shopping completed.
There are just over 3 weeks left before Christmas. Many retailers hope the short season will lather up shoppers into a panicked buying frenzy and so pump new blood into the economy. But some economists are skeptical.
You still have retailers very nervous about this season.
Richard Giss analyzes retail trends for consulting firm Deloitte & Touche.
People have money to spend. They've chosen not to spend it. And one reason they've chosen not to spend it is they feel less secure in their jobs.
Giss warns that 2 great shopping days don't necessarily signal a fabulous season. For instance, the holiday shopping in 2000 started with a bang and then fizzled out. And Giss says right now consumers are sensitive to the recent recession and could quickly stop spending if there's any bad news. But Mike Namira with Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi says economists like Giss are being overly cautious about the rise in sales.
There really is a lot of pessimism out there, either on the retailer side or on the consumer side. At least this is reassuring.
Namira says one thing economists have learned over the years is that a disappointing holiday season is often the harbinger of slowing overall growth in the year to come. So now, with the U.S. economy recovering, Namira says, and a great start to the shopping season, he expects holiday sales to grow a solid 4 or 5% at least and bring a prosperous new year. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.